Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, a nonprofit on the front lines of the opioid epidemic is now at the center of the COVID-9 pandemic. With a shortage of protective gear across the board, the organization's in dire need of essential items for people there to stay safe. Here's KYW's Antoinette Lee.
Jose Benitez, executive director at Prevention Point Philadelphia, says they've already cut back their services due to COVID-19.
For example, we have a drop-in center where homeless folks can come in to get coffee and services, and we've had to close that.
He says now they're doing grab-and-go lunches for people who need them. Their doctors are also offering over-the-phone services, and Benitez says they're doing everything they can to keep their staff and the thousands of people they serve safe. However, he says with the high risk and vulnerable population they work with, the staff is still in dire need.
We as a nonprofit don't have enough personal protective equipment like masks, gloves, gowns.
He says they're trying to raise $200,000 just to fund the protective equipment they need. They're accepting financial donations online. They've also created an Amazon wish list with necessities such as clothing and hygiene products. Go to KYWNewsRadio.com to learn more. Antoinette Lee, KYW News Radio.